Speaking up, rocking the boat, whatever you want to call it, isn't something that most people like. Most people don't like confrontation of any kind. I am one of those people. I do not do confrontation as much as physically possible. If I can find a way around it, and I will, then it's just not going to happen. It's not that I don't get angry or upset with people. I just don't like to talk to anybody from that position, because from a lot of times I just don't find it helpful. But in saying that, sometimes you should say things in that time, in that space, because when the time goes by, bringing some things up afterwards isn't right either. And I had a moment this week, and this is the thing, it doesn't have to be big things. This is just our daily lives that we're talking about. How many things are you not saying that are really, really grating on you? You see these things adding up. If it was dripping in a bucket, a lot of people's buckets are about to overflow, and then that's when, you know, really bad things happen. And I had a tiny situation, and it was with netball of all things, where I was annoyed to begin with anyway, but I felt that a couple of people were playing in the wrong position. And because they were playing in the wrong position, this is my feelings on the subject, because they were playing in the wrong position, from my actual position that I was playing, it felt like as if I was doing much more work than I needed to be doing. I felt like as if I was playing for three people instead of just the one. And I'm a goalkeeper, so when you're trying to be the whole defensive side on your own, it's not very helpful. And then also I had somebody else ask me for my position who hadn't been there a lot. And so I took offense to that, because, you know, if you're not going to be here a lot, you can't then turn up and ask somebody for their permanent position. It's a tiny little thing. You can get your own version of the tiny little things that happen. But actually, do you know what? No, I was annoyed. I was really, really annoyed. You know, this game is what I play for fun. It's also what I play for exercise. And it's a really good time. And when you feel like people are just putting themselves in positions which don't help them, and therefore are having a negative effect on you, it just got to be a bit too much. So I said my piece over WhatsApp, the group WhatsApp chat. And I didn't feel bad. I said it very politely as I could, but quite firmly. And do you know what happened? The next game, people just found their position. Everybody was ridiculously happy and polite and really supportive of everyone. And I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know if I was expecting people to look at me with a bit of a side eye or whatever, but it felt like as if the tension had been released throughout the whole team because I said what I said. Because I'm presuming I'm not the only person that was thinking it. And so sometimes you do just need to speak up, because a lot of the times it's not just going to be you. It's one thing if you're going to be the moany person that's speaking up all the damn time, and you have to ask yourself, are you just being moany, or do you have a genuine grievance? But when you do speak up, as long as you're doing it from a place of this needs to be aired and dealt with, rather than the I'm blaming you for this, la 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 la, then It goes better. So what times, when have you spoken up? And what was the topic? And what was the result?